Well, hello, everybody. I'm Kay. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, Encouragement Fuel for the Journey, where I believe encouragement is fuel for our journey. Now, on this podcast, I want to encourage and empower you to fulfill your God-given destiny by sharing some insights and truths found in the Word of God. Each week, we'll dive into the Word and explore how we can overcome challenges, find purpose, and positively impact the world. Now, whether you're a seasoned believer or just starting to explore your faith, I believe that the Word of God can transform your life and bring you hope and encouragement. So join me today as we get fueled through encouragement in the Word of God. Well, hello, everybody. This is Kay with Encouragement Fuel for the Journey, where I believe encouragement is fuel for our journey. Welcome to the episode 15 of season 2 podcast, where we're going to be talking a little bit today about embracing God's correction or embracing the correction of God. And I know this is a little tough topic, but it really is a very encouraging topic at the end of the day, because God loves us so much that he wants us to make sure that we are always in alignment with him. Just like I say when I open my podcast, right, that God has an agenda, right? His agenda requires an open door. The open door requires obedience. Obedience requires an alignment, and alignment requires you to shift. And sometimes we get out of obedience of God and we get out of alignment with God. And sometimes that causes God to have to point things out to us, to instruct us, to correct us, to chasten us. And sometimes it even causes for us to have to repent and turn and go in a different direction. Glory to God. But it's all a good thing, right? And it's all for his glory. It's for our growth. And it's so that when we produce fruit, our fruit will be big and healthy and it'll remain. Glory to God. And remember this, every time you produce fruit, it's never for yourself. It's always for others. God always blesses you with others in mind. And so I want to start today by telling you just this prophetic word that God dropped in my heart. I want to release that to you who are listening. I actually released it in my church yesterday, Wednesday. And God said this. God said that he's coming after his people. He's coming after his people. But let me explain to you in what context he's coming after his people. So on this podcast today, we're going to be talking about embracing the correction of God within this prophetic word. God said that he's coming after his people, and he's coming after them to correct, to instruct them, to, in some cases, he may give them strategy, and definitely to strengthen them. So that's what we're going to get in today, that God is coming after us, and he's coming after us to make sure that we are in alignment with what his agenda is. Watch this, because what we're about to face in the future is going to get really intense in some places, and it's going to be really important for us to be in alignment and in obedience to God's will and his way and his word. Amen. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So, in Hebrews, we're going to start in Hebrews 12, 5 through 11. And it says here, and you have forgotten the exhortation. Let me start over. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaks to you as to sons. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. For whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. Watch this. Chasten is just a word that means discipline. God disciplines. He corrects those that he loves. So let me tell you, if God is bringing correction to your life today, if God is talking to your heart and speaking to your heart, if he's not, I promise you he will. So I really want to encourage you to tune in and to make sure that when he reaches for you, that you reach back. Something our pastor always says is that when God reaches for you, don't ignore that reach. Glory to God. And I promise you, he is coming after you, and he's coming after you, not to hurt you, not to harm you, but to bring correction, to bring instruction, and to also bring strength. Listen, so when he loves you, the word of God says that he chastens you, he will correct you. And sometimes when we get corrected, right? When we get disciplined, it doesn't always feel good to be disciplined, to be corrected, to have to change and go in a different direction. But verse 7, let's continue to read on. If you endure chastening, so if you endure the correction, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom a father does not chasten? But if you are without chastening, of which all have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons. Oh, I don't know about you. But that's powerful. I want to be a son of God. I want to be a daughter of God. And one of the ways that we know that we do belong to God is that he will bring correction. So it's so important that we learn to embrace the correction. We learn to embrace the discipline. We learn to embrace being chastened when we're out of the way, when we're doing something that's not pleasing to God, and God begins to convict our hearts. Glory to God. By the way of the Holy Spirit, we need to yield to that conviction and repent and turn and go the opposite way. Oh, God loves us so much. And it really is for his glory and for our growth. Glory to God, so that we may please him on this earth. Glory to God. And it says here that we are legitimate sons of God when we endure chastening. And then it goes on to say, furthermore, we have had human fathers who corrected us, and we paid them respect. Shall we not much more readily be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they indeed for a few days chasten us as seems best to them, but he for our profit, that we may be partakers of his holiness. Now that is powerful. What the scripture right here is saying is that our human fathers chasten us, or discipline us, correct us, and we pay respect to them. We still have respect for them, or we still show respect to them. And so it's saying, how much more if the God of the universe, the creator, our creator disciplines us and chastens us, will we not submit and subject ourselves to him and his chastening? Oh God, that is so important. So watch this. I love this part because it says, no disciplining, no chastening seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have endured. So listen, it's so important that we endure the chastening of God. And I just want to really, again, encourage some of you that over these next several days and weeks, really pay attention as to what God is speaking to you. You know where you are. He definitely knows where you are. And he's going to begin to turn some things inside of your heart. He's going to begin to bring some things to the surface. He's going to begin to highlight and pull the cover off some areas of your life that he needs you to correct, some areas that he needs you to turn away from. He may tell you things that he wants you to stop doing because it's a hindrance to you. It's a hindrance to your relationship with him. And so when he tells you to turn away from sin or turn away from those weights and things that are slowing you down, I want you to know he's giving you the grace and the ability to do so. Glory to God. And he's also going to tell you not only things that he wants you to stop doing in this season, he's going to tell you things that he wants you to start doing in this season. He may start talking to you about dealing with your heart, about getting in the word more, getting in prayer more, maybe being more kind, being more loving. Oh my God, we are in for some amazing conversations with our God. He is so eager to speak to us and to instruct us and to correct us. Glory to God, so that we can look like him. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I want to look like God. As a matter of fact, when people see me, I want them to see the love of God. I want them to see the patience of God. So those areas that God is dealing with you in, so embrace the correction and let him discipline you. Let's read Ezekiel 34, 11 and 12. It says this, "For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his sheep in the day that he is among his flock that are scattered, so I will seek out my sheep and I will rescue them out of all the places where they have been scattered. in the days of cloud and thick darkness. Listen, sometimes we've been scattered. The way we think, the decisions we've made has caused us in some cases to move away from God, to scatter us, to put us in situations that are not the best situations that believers should be in. But I want you to know that God said he's searching you out to bring you into a safe place. Glory to God. He is searching you out. He's coming after you to show you those things that he needs you to correct and to let you know that you're able to do it, for you can do all things through Christ. He's giving you grace. He's giving you strength. He's going to give you instruction how to turn things around in your life. I want you to know that God is coming after you, not to harm you, but because he loves you and he wants to see those things in your life line up with his will for your life. And I think it's so important that Psalms 139 and 1 says, "Oh Lord, you have searched me thoroughly and you have known me." Listen, God knows all about you. And because he's already searched your heart, he knows exactly those areas that you need instruction in. He knows those areas where you need to repent. He knows those areas where you need the areas you need to correct. He knows the areas where you need comfort. He knows everything about you. So in these next, again, coming days, coming weeks, let the Lord discipline you. Lean in, hone into his grace. Trust his discipline. Glory to God. Trust his love. Trust his mercy toward you. Glory to God. I want to just end with this today. This is gonna be a short one today, but I want to end with this. You know, God pursued Adam and Eve after they sinned in the garden. Do you remember that? He's going to pursue us. He's pursuing. He's coming after us. He will never leave you where you are. Glory to God. And it doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how far you think you've gone from God and that thing you think is unforgivable. Oh my God, I'm telling you, he's coming after you. That's what he did. He pursued Adam and Eve. As a matter of fact, he was walking in the cool of the day and he was looking for Adam. He said, "Where are you? Why are you hiding? Who told you you were naked?" Well, I want you to know that he already had a plan. Glory to God. When they sinned, he already has a plan. And I want you to know, when you mess up, God has a plan. God has forgiveness for you. God has instruction for you. God has healing for you. God has restoration for you. He doesn't want to leave you where you are. He doesn't want to leave you in addictions and leave you in habits and leave you possibly in different types of sins that you may be in. God is coming after you because he wants to discipline you. He wants to instruct you. He wants to heal you, and he wants to restore you. Glory to God. And also, God came after Elijah. Do you remember when Elijah ran from Ahab and Jezebel? Well, particularly Jezebel, he ran from Jezebel. Well, guess what? Even when you run from things, even when you get afraid, I want you to know that our God will pursue you. Glory to God. And he pursued Elijah. He went to right where Elijah was, under the juniper tree. Read it in 1 Kings, glory to God, 18 through 19, chapters 18 and chapters 19. He went to Elijah right where he was, and he said, "Eat, you need strength. I'm going to strengthen you." And he began to dialogue with him, and he began to give him instructions about what the next steps were for Elijah. So even if you're running from something, even if you're afraid of something, even if you're not in the position that you're supposed to be in, I want you to know God sees you. He knows where you are, and he's coming after you. So don't despise correction. Glory to God. Don't run from his discipline. Go ahead and embrace it and get his instructions and make the turn. Glory to God. And you know, I love this one, because God pursued Paul on the road to Damascus. Oh my good God from glory. That was the mercy of God that pursued Paul. That the Bible says in the book of Acts, the 9th chapter, when Paul was on his way to literally with letters to grab Christians, to grab those that were believers and throw them in prison because they were spreading the gospel. He was on his way to Damascus to do that. And do you know that God arrested him? Glory to God. Blinded him, knocked him off of his horse, and literally turned his life around. Why? Not to destroy him, but to save him, to let him know, I have a plan for your life. You're going in the wrong direction. What you're doing is not pleasing to me. But if you would repent and turn to me, glory to God, I will use you in a mighty way. And I believe God is saying that to some people right now. If you would repent and turn to God. God said, I'm going to use you in a mighty way. Listen, there's some of you that may be watching me right now. Maybe you're backslidden. And I want you to know God loves the backslider. He's married to the backslider. And he is also going after the backslider. Because as far as God's concerned, you belong to him. And it's time now for you to turn away and turn back to God. Turn away from backsliding. Turn away from the world's way of doing things. And just say, okay, God, I surrender to you. I want you to know he will welcome you with open arms. He's ready to receive you back unto him. He's ready to forgive you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God so strong. He's ready. So wherever you are right now, maybe you know of some things that are going on in your life right now, and you know that the Holy Spirit has already been convicting your heart about some things. Maybe he's convicting your heart to stop doing something that's not pleasing to him, or maybe he's convicting your heart to do something that he's been trying to get you to do. Whatever it is, I want you to align yourself with the Lord. If you need to repent, repent. If you need to say, God, yes, I will obey you. Yes, to his will. Then you go ahead and do that, right? Because God has great and mighty plans for you. He's coming after his people. And I pray that when he comes after you, that you will be found of him. And when he reaches his hand out to you, that you will reach yours back out. Glory to God. Do not despise correction. Embrace the correction of the Lord. Let's pray. Father God, I thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice, God. And I pray, God, that they will happily embrace your correction and they will happily embrace your discipline. Lord God, I thank you that your discipline means it's your mercy. It's your grace, God. And I thank you that your people will embrace that today, Father, whatever area in their lives, God, that's out of the way, that's out of alignment, God, I pray that by the Holy Spirit, you would reveal it to them, God, and that you would show that to them and that their hearts would be ripe and ready to hear and listen and to obey, God, in the name of Jesus. God, those hearts that may be a little hardened and a little tough, I pray that you would soften those hearts, Lord God. I pray that those hearts, Lord, would become tender toward you, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you have great and mighty plans for your people. And I thank you, God, for loving us so much that you're seeking us out and you're coming after us. And Lord God, I thank you that we will be found of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Listen, thank you for listening today. Make sure you share this with someone. And remember, you got this. Well, thank you for listening to the Encouragement Fuel for the Journey podcast, where I believe that encouragement is the fuel for our journey. Now, if you were encouraged inside of the word today, I invite you to subscribe to our podcast and share it with a friend. Be sure to join us next week as we continue to get fueled in the word and provide the encouragement you need to keep moving forward. And remember, you got this.